The views and opinions on this show are those of the sponsor, Janathan's Flooring and Construction.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. Built this city. We built this city on rock.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Time for Janathan Cook and Janathan's Flooring and Janathan's Construction. He came in and said, hey, we built this city. That's what we're doing every day. So we had go with that one. But, you know, in the beginning of that song, see, this is my radio DJ coming out. The beginning of the song, you got to wait for that drum roll, right? In the middle.
So. I didn't grow up on rock and roll, but I do like the oldies sometimes.
See there? You said that last time,
too. I think everybody does.
Of course. All right, sir. So for someone maybe that doesn't know you or doesn't know, and I know you've been in this community a long, long time, but talk a little bit about your business and what you all do. You've got two, flooring and then construction, just in case someone's tuning in this morning that has no idea what you do.
Right. And like you said, we have been here a long time, but I realize Pensacola is always growing and new people are coming and people may see us, but they, you know, I hear from people all the time. It's like, oh, I see you around all the time, but I never get a chance to talk to you. So that's kind of why I like doing this too, because it just gives me a chance to have a voice to more of the people. Mm-hmm. But we do. So we do full house renovations, remodeling. We're licensed builders, but I own and run Janathan's Flooring, which is a big part of our business. Mm-hmm. So we specialize in flooring, paint, you know, renovations. Sometimes we do more heavier, you know, renovations, like, you know, add-ons or additions, things like that. But we try to stay with just mostly remodeling and flooring.
Okay. So if someone wanted to get in touch with you, maybe for a consultation, or they were interested in your services, how would they go about doing that?
So you can do that any way you want. You can stop by our office on Palafox Street. That's 9320 North Palafox. You can call our office and talk to one of the girls up there, either Sherry or Becca. The phone number is 850-332-5905. You can look us up on Facebook at Janathan's Construction and Flooring. Send us a Facebook message. You'd be surprised how many people do that, or through the website. They will send us a message through the website or email us. And anyway you want to. If you call and you don't get us, just leave a message. We'll call you back. We try to check the messages a couple times a day. So,
excellent.
So just leave a message and somebody will call you back. And we do estimates every Tuesday and Thursday all day long.
Now, is there a fee for that?
Nope, it's 100% free.
Okay, so at one point you had talked about vinyl plank flooring, and that was about a couple of weeks ago, I think.
Right.
And so we've got a question that came up already. So thanks, listeners who are sending in questions. And if you do have one for Janathan, 850-437-1620. When purchasing vinyl plank, what should I be looking for? That's a good question.
So there's so many different things you can look for in it, but the biggest things are going to be the quality of it. So that's going to be whether it has an attach pad to it or not. Because if it doesn't have an attach pad, then you're spending an extra 40 or 50 cents a square foot to buy one.
Mm-hmm.
When if you can get one with it, then you're going to save that cost. The second thing is going to be the thickness of it. So it's going to start at 2 millimeter thick and go to an 8 millimeter thick. I don't like to sell anything less than a 5 millimeter. I think anything less than a 5 is garbage, personally. Unless it's a straight glue down commercial product, which is 2 or 3 millimeter. Any kind of click lock system under a 5 millimeter does not hold up over time. And the third thing you're going to look for is the wear layer. So that's how much acrylic bead is put on top of it. To stop it from getting scratched, worn out, you know, things like that. The good thing about shopping with us is we look at all them things before we purchase the floor.
Mm-hmm.
So we stock a lot of material, and we have a lot of contractors that come in and buy cash and carry product from us. And we will look at those things and try to get a decent wear layer on the products we sell. We try to make sure everything we have has attached pad to it. And like I said, we don't stock anything less than a 5 millimeter. And with that being said, a lot of times our 5 millimeter, people think, oh, well, it's probably more expensive flooring, but we buy in such big volume that a lot of times it's cheaper than what you could, say, get a 3 millimeter at some of the big box stores.
Well, there's so many old historic homes in Pensacola, and there's nothing better than finally being able to buy one of those homes and fix it up. But then you walk in and you've got those beautiful wood floors that have been there 50-something, maybe, plus years. So talk a little bit about that and how you would approach that, and sort of either, is it possible to preserve that, or does it make sense now to go ahead and make that decision to go ahead and put the vinyl planking in?
Right. So I always say wood's timeless. Mm-hmm. So whether it's a real wood floor or it's a floor that looks like wood, that's timeless. It's been around for 100 years. It's going to be around for 100 more. It's not going nowhere. When it comes to refinishing hardwood floors, we don't do that. Mm-hmm. There's a couple of good companies around. I know Trindles in particular on Davis Highway. They're pretty good. I will refer people over there. There's a couple independents around that do, you know, hardwood refinishing. In my experience, it's usually about, you know, and I don't know because I don't do it, but I'm guessing about $5 or $6 a square foot of the prices I've seen out there.
Mm-hmm.
And in most cases, we can put a new floor in cheaper than that. So that's the route we go with it. But I never discourage somebody if they're like, hey, I want to refinish them. Then I'm like, okay, well, you know, call Trindles and get a price. And if you're not happy with it, call us back and we're putting new floors in.
But you would be able to take a look at it and say, well, you really should replace this.
We will.
You'll be able to inspect
because
it kind of.
At some point, it's not just refinishing. If there's a lot of damage to the wood or burns or a lot of dark spots are going to show through, then at that point, it's really not worth refinishing the floors.
Gotcha. Okay. Another question just came in for you, Jonathan. Do you have a showroom?
We do. So it's on Palafox Street, 9320 North Palafox. So we're one block south of Nine Mile Road. If you're coming down Old Palafox, right before you get at Nine Mile, we're right there on the right-hand side. And we try to keep product stocked in there. So we have a lot of contractors that come in to buy product, just cash and carry.
Mm-hmm.
So we will keep a lot of product stocked.
Okay. We got another question coming in. And if you have a question for Jonathan, just text it on in at 850-437-1620. So this question says, the lifespan of vinyl plank versus hardwood, can you talk about that? And which is most cost effective? We've kind of touched on it already.
Right, yeah. So, I mean, your vinyl plank's obviously going to be more cost effective than hardwood. I mean, hardwood in general is going to be more expensive just to buy.
Mm-hmm.
The labor is going to be three times as much to lay it. And if you get something that's not finished and you have to finish it, it's going to cost you to, you know, stain and shellac it as well, and a pre-sand before you do that. So opposed to a vinyl plank, you can just buy and install, and we can be out of there in a couple of days. With that being said, like you said, you see these houses that are 100 years old that have had wood floors that have held up for 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're getting the original, like, 3/4 inch tongue and groove, unsanded, you know, and putting it in and finishing it, that probably is going to hold up longer than vinyl plank, but you're going to pay a much higher premium for it. There is a lot of good vinyl planks on the market that will hold up the test of time for a while, but nothing's going to be forever, right?
Right, so. Of course. Okay, thank you so much for sending in that question. I've got another one for you, Jonathan. Looks like everybody's awake this morning.
Okay,
this one's a little bit longer, but it's interesting. I recently bought an investment property. It's an older home, but not too bad of shape. I'm going to redo the kitchen and bath. Already did the demo, but I'm kind of ignorant on which steps to take first. Do I put the kitchen cabinets in before the flooring, or do I go ahead and do the flooring first? Also, would you recommend converting the office into a third bedroom to maximize my profits? I would like to be able to get $1,400 a month for it.
That's
a very detailed question.
Right, so,
you might need to have Jonathan come out and take a look at your place.
Right. $1,400 a month. I'm guessing he's going to rent it out.
Right. That's what it sounds like. Yeah.
So what I do with pretty much all of our flips, we go in there, gut it. Sounds like you already did that. Next, we'll check insulation to put any sort of insulation or wood rot on the walls, sheetrock, then trim molding, cabinets, floor, and paint.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty much how we do it. Now, I will see a lot of people put the flooring in first and then put cabinets over so they don't have to cut around the cabinets. In my personal experience, I'd just rather the flooring go in last so it doesn't get any scratches on it.
Yeah, that would make sense to me.
That's how I like to do it. But you'd be surprised how many builders will put the flooring in and then they will trim it out and put all the doors and interior trim and then cabinets. There's nothing wrong with that. It's easier to do it that way, but you're just risking getting the flooring scratched up. And as far as the office, I definitely would make it a third bedroom. If you don't, even if you sell it as a 2-bedroom with an office, most people are going to want to try to use it as a 3rd bedroom. So I would go and add a closet to it, make sure it has a door, and that it's definitely going to give you a big return on this on sale price if you ever get ready to sell it.
Well, I think this person needs to call you. So what's your number?
Yeah. Okay. So it's 850 832-5905.
Okay.
And even if you're not planning on using us to do it, we don't mind coming out doing the estimate, because a lot of times we can come out, look at it, and just sell you material for it. Mm-hmm. So, okay, we'll sell you the flooring if you're going to do it yourself.
Oh, that's good to know. Okay.
Yeah, so we don't mind coming out and measuring it, so that way you know how much you need. And then we say, okay, well, here's the product. And then if they get to a point they do need us, then we can come out there and help them fix it.
Okay, that sounds good. Thanks for that question. Got another one. This is a good testament to you, Jonathan. Someone said, Jonathan's Construction recently did a whole bathroom remodel for me. Came out so beautiful. His whole crew worked side by side, picking out lights, the vanity, all the little details that made it come together. I'm a very picky woman, to say the least, LOL. But they were very patient and understanding with me. I can't thank them enough. What a great testimony.
That is nice. I'm thinking I might know what customer that is, because we did just wrap up a bathroom job out in Pace.
Right.
They were great customers to work with. We've done a couple jobs for them. And so I'm guessing that's probably who that is. But I don't know. We do a lot of kitchens and bathrooms, so it may be somebody else. But we do always appreciate, we appreciate the business.
Well, this is funny. All three of these questions came in at the same time, so I'm not sure what that's about. But the next question is, does Jonathan's do bathroom remodeling to accommodate senior needs? A lot of times you have to do the walk-in tubs, that kind of thing.
Well, it's not just the walk-in. Well, so actually the walk-in tubs, I take that back. We don't do that.
Okay.
We haven't actually installed a walk-in tub yet. We do, usually when we're doing like handicap accessible, there is a lot of like Medicaid. I don't think it's Medicare, but there is a program that pays for some of it.
Mm-hmm.
But in general, we usually do curbless showers. So we cut the slab out of the bathroom, lower the slab down, and then we do a shower with no curb so you can roll a wheelchair into it. And then just make sure we have a turn radius big enough for the wheelchair, and mm-hmm. then also grab bars on the walls. So we do quite a bit of them.
Oh, that's good to know, because it's a very specific requirements, correct,
right,
for most of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then this was also about bathrooms. Do you do kitchen and bathroom remodels? So you have answered that a little bit, but maybe elaborate a little bit.
So we do. So actually, like I was saying, when I was here a couple weeks ago, I know a lot of people probably didn't hear it, but we have 17 different crews. So we have a crew that does nothing but kitchen and bathroom remodels. But the good thing about getting a crew from us to say that does kitchen and bathroom remodels, you may have, say, Marco's crew out there, and he's going to do the whole kitchen remodel. Mm-hmm. But then he's got, like, Chris that's going to back him up and do the sheetrock. He's got painters he can call in, flooring guys he can call in, and all these are different crews that we have. So you may have a kitchen crew out there doing the kitchen, but he's got access to 16 other crews. If he gets into a spot and he's like, hey, I need to get the flooring put in tomorrow, can you send me 2 flooring guys? I'm like, okay, I'll send 2 flooring guys or send 2 painters out there.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have a full-time kitchen crew, but then also he will use our other crews to come in and do the sheetrock, painting, flooring, mostly.
Excellent.
Trim work, stuff like that.
Okay.
But yeah, kitchen and bathrooms, we love doing them.
All right. Talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Flooring and Jonathan's Construction. If you've got a question, we're getting lots of them this morning, 850-437-1620. Text it on in, because this is the expert panel, and we've got our expert in the house this morning.
And if you don't get a chance to text it in, you can call us with your questions at 850-332-5905. If I don't answer the phone, Sherry or Becca's up there, and they'd be happy to help you and answer questions as well.
Excellent. Okay. We got another comment here. Man, and I've been reading it word for word.
Okay.
Man, I've lived here my whole life, and I've seen you around throughout the years, and I've seen you slowly build your brand. I see the billboards, the real estate, the construction company, the flooring company, the container company. Congratulations. Congratulations on all your success. I recently started a business, and I was just wanted to know any and all advice you have for a new small business owner trying to come up.
Okay, so I will say this. I started when I was 18.
Wow.
And I have
That's young.
I have built a good business from it, but I built a good business because I'm a product of Pensacola. I've lived here my whole life. I talk with other business owners, and I always do what I say I'm going to do, even if it costs me money. I think that's the biggest thing. That's why I tell my kids all the time, like, do what you say you're going to do, even if it might cost you $1,000 right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because we get into jobs and we're finding something we didn't think we were going to find, or might underbid it, you know, but at the end of the day, you still have to deliver that job for that price, because that's what we told somebody we're going to do, and because we want to build a long-term business. But I would say, don't be scared to lean on other business owners in Pensacola. That's what I've done. So a lot of what I've done and learned has come from other people in business that I've talked to. And it's important to talk to the local people. There's all these people on YouTube that will sell all sorts of programs. But people in Pensacola that know the market here, they can give you better advice than somebody in Texas can.
Right, of course.
So I would say talk, network with local business owners and lean on them and network as much as possible.
And there also, if you do, if you want to go online too, there's Small Business Development Network here in Scambia and Santa Rosa County. You have lots of business resources. The Chambers of Commerce, there's 13 Chambers of Commerce in this five-county area.
Well, and with social media, there's so much out there. Mm-hmm. We own Pensacola Contractors. It's a Facebook page. It has like 15,000 members.
Wow.
And we started that just to, well, actually, I inquired it from somebody else that started it. Uh-huh. But I took over it because just to give a platform for contractors to network, communicate, and customers to also network and communicate. But with social media, there's a lot of room out there to network without leaving your house.
There you go. Okay, we got another. They're coming in fast. Okay, got another one. This is from Bruce. He's one of our regular listeners. Good morning, Bruce. He said, we would like to pull up carpet and tile and replace it with a vinyl plank floor, but are apprehensive because we have so much furniture and stuff that would make the effort difficult. What would you say for a potential client like us with lots of furniture?
So you'd be surprised. You may not have as much furniture as you think you have, because we go in some of these houses and there will be loaded with furniture, and we just take it room by room. It's like eating an elephant. You just take one bite at a time. So we're going to want to start in the main area in the living room, get it straight right there, and then we can work everything else off of it. So if we have a lot of furniture, we're just going to come in, we're going to take the furniture in the living room, put it in the bedrooms, lay the living room, and then we pull everything out of the bedrooms. And it may take us a couple days longer to get it done if we have a lot of furniture to move, but we do it all day long with people living in their houses. People always think it's going to be a bigger deal than it is. You get three or four guys out there that are focused on, hey, let's move the furniture and get the floor down. Mm-hmm. They're focused on that all day. They can get it done a lot quicker than you think they can get it done.
I was surprised last week you were talking to me about how you can get it done potentially in a day.
Most of the time, that's going to be an empty house. That's not going to be something with a lot of furniture in it. But it's possible. It's possible.
That was amazing. I'm thinking this 3 weeks, 4 weeks. I thought it was much longer than that.
We had a guy on Pensacola Beach, and he actually owns one of the nursing homes here, and he has a vacation rental. It's a 3,000-square-foot house, and he wanted to put new floors in it. But he was like, I'm booked out. It's an Airbnb, you know. Mm-hmm. And he's like, the only day I got is coming up Saturday.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was like, oh, man, I was like scared to do it. Because I was like, if we rip all the furniture, I got tenants coming in Sunday.
Wow, yeah.
But I took everybody out there that worked that Saturday. So I took like 16 of our guys out
there.
Oh,
my gosh.
We were actually out of the house by 3 o'clock.
No, you weren't.
3,000 square foot, took all the carpet out, moved all the furniture, put all new floors in.
Oh, my gosh.
And cleaned it. Because we have a clean lady a lot of times in jobs like that. She'll come wipe it down. And by 3 o'clock, we were out of the door.
That's incredible.
Even I was impressed. I was like, I wasn't sure we were going to pull this off today. But I figured worst case scenario, when we got there, I told the guys, I was like, leave the carpet in a couple of the bedrooms. Because if we don't get to them, we'll put a threshold there and we'll come back at another time, you know. But by lunchtime, I was like, hell, we can get them done. So just rip them out.
Wow, that is impressive, I have to say.
So you can, but it depends on, you know, that's where it comes down to having the right team and the right network of people. I've spent 20 years building a team and a network, and I have a lot of guys in the business I can call on and be like, hey, I need to get this job done this week, and I need two extra guys, and they will come, obviously, we'll pay them, but I've got a big network of people. And so a lot of the stuff I say that I've done or accomplished, it's only because of the network and the people I have around me and the other business people in Pensacola that I've grown with. I've got tons of business owners that use us. They're very loyal to us, and I'm very loyal back to them. We have a lot of builders we work with, like Father Daughter Construction. They're great customers. David English. We have a lot of realty companies and realtors, and we just have a big homeowner base. But past that, we have a big contractor base. So we have a lot of local contractors that we do business with that I can say, hey, if you need help, I'll come help you, or if I need help, come help me. And that's the great thing about having a company that's from this area and it's grown up here, and I just know a lot of people here.
It makes all the difference. Well, I'm a big proponent of relationships. I think it makes all the difference. So, okay, well, we've got another question. This is a little more specific. They're asking the crews that you have, is everyone bonded, and talk about your warranties, things like that.
Okay, so we do a one-year parts and labor warranty on everything we put in. Mm-hmm. So past that, you're going to have your warranty on the flooring through the manufacturer, and all the manufacturers have their own material warranty. So might have a 20-year warranty or 25-year warranty. And that's going to be if the product fails. That's not going to cover wear and tear if you scratch it or you tear it up yourself. That's going to be if the product defunctions and fails.
Mm-hmm.
But and then on us, we do a 1-year warranty on everything we do. As far as bonded, we're fully insured. So we do insurance. We carry workman's comp, liability insurance. I don't think we have a bond. I know we bought one a while back for a government job we were doing, but I don't see the value in it for what we're doing. Unless someone specifically asks me, like, hey, I want you to be bonded, then we will. If the job's worth it,
mm-hmm.
but we're bigger on, like, you know, liability insurance, workman's comp, making sure our guys are covered, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So for doing residential houses, you don't really need a bond.
Okay. Great questions coming in. We've got a few minutes left. So if you have a question for Jonathan, he's Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Flooring and Jonathan's Construction, 850-437-1620. So we have just a couple of minutes left now already. Anything that we haven't touched on today, Jonathan, that you'd like to mention, especially with springtime? I bet a lot of people are kind of thinking, this might be a good time to make some changes.
It's true. It is a good time. Springtime is usually a time of the year where we see a lot of people will want to do a refresh of their house, like paint,
mm-hmm.
floors. You know, they're doing a lot of landscaping and pressure washing the outside. Some of them aren't even things we do, but I just see a lot of that happening. So it is a good time of the year to, if nothing else, to get an estimate.
True.
And then kind of start planning, because we have financing. If you get an estimate and you say, hey, you know, I don't want to spend that much right now, well, we have financing.
That's good. I didn't realize that. Okay, that's good to know.
And you don't even have to ask for it. There's a link on the bottom of our estimate with every estimate. And so mm-hmm. you can just apply for the financing. So I would say, yeah, call and get an estimate. And the other thing is, don't be scared to ask questions about quality when you're shopping with us or anybody else. I think that's very important. A lot of people don't realize that the difference in flooring.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say don't be scared to ask about quality. And then just don't be scared to ask any questions in general. We're always there and happy to help. So.
And you're also aware of the latest trends, the things, the colors.
I try to be. Yeah.
All that good stuff, because that all changes pretty quickly.
It changes a lot. And so when you're in the business full time, it's not as hard to keep up with as you think you would.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'll have reps come in all the time showing me new flooring, and I'm be like, I don't even like that. And they're like, this is really trendy. We're selling a lot of it. I'm like, really? And so then we're putting it out on the floor. And you know, if HGTV is doing something in particular with a certain product, you're going to have a lot of people looking at it. But like I said, with social media, trends can grow really quickly, and they can also go out of style really quickly.
That's the downside.
And that's why I always tell people, like, especially if you're going with like a natural color, like a natural wood floor, and not necessarily wood, but a vinyl plank that looks that way,
mm-hmm.
that's going to be timeless. It's going to last forever. That's not going out of style anytime soon. So.
And I err on that side of things.
Yeah, me too, sometimes.
I can add a colorful pillow to change colors, but I'd rather have decent flooring
and
walls, so that makes a difference.
But feel free to give us a call, 850-332-5905, or come by our store and just talk to us in person. Check out some samples. I never want anybody to buy anything without making sure they want it. So check out some samples, take them home. Or just if you see us around or see our guys, just stop us and say, hey.
All right. That sounds great. Talking this morning with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Flooring. That phone number one more time.
850-332-5905.
All right, Jonathan. Thank you so much for coming in today. It's been a pleasure. This has been Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking to Jonathan's Flooring and Jonathan's Construction. We'll be back again tomorrow morning, bright and early at 9 o'clock.